Dynamite, dynamite, dynamite. This is the Lawyer James Dynamite audio program. It is the absolute best audio content by a New York business attorney in both transactional and litigation practice areas, and it is helpful for all industries. Now here's today's episode. Hold up. One more thing before we get started. You can reach me online by visiting my website, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com. You can call me at 212-500-1891. That's the office, 212-500-1891, 212-500-1891. You can contact me by email at james@thelawyerjames.com, james@thelawyerjames.com, james@thelawyerjames.com. Or by text message at 917-783-3153. Text message 917-783-3153. That's 917-783-3153. In this episode, I want to talk about another litigation strategy. And the litigation strategy is to be cordial. Be cordial. It's part of my litigation strategy series, and it's called Be Cordial. That is the litigation strategy I want to talk about today. Be cordial. You know, you may have this impression of attorneys, rightly or wrongly, that they're sleazy, that they're rude, that they're condescending. And you know what? Some of them are. And I will tell you this. I attended a conference put on by Chris Voss. He's the author of this book called Never Split the Difference. And he was a big time hostage negotiator and other negotiator, the lead negotiator at the FBI. And it's an amazing book called Never Split the Difference. I attended one of his conferences in Manhattan. It was a full day conference and it was eye opening and it was amazing. And it was just, I learned so much during that conference. I'd love to do it again. And he's a great man. And he's got a great team and a wealth of information to impart. And the book, I couldn't put it down. After I read the first page, I couldn't put it down. Take a look at it. Never Split the Difference. And I'm not getting endorsed to say anything about this. I just love the book. It's amazing. And he's a great man. And like I said, his team is great. So during... You know, when you're at these conferences, at some of them, you have the opportunity to go speak to the host because they are done with their presentation or during a break. They stand there and they talk to the attendees. Well, at every single one, I would go up to him and just either ask him a question that I had or I would listen to him answer other people's questions. And I was working on this case at the time. It was very difficult to really get an audience with the other side. They were just being very close-minded, very, very sort of belligerent, very obnoxious in court, and just incredibly difficult to work with. And when I was talking to Chris Wallace and his team about it, they were thinking about an approach on how to deal with it. But in the meantime, they told me the story, and there were, you know, a few others of us standing around. They told us a story about this attorney, and it was a very short story, and he said, listen, you sit down at the negotiating table with this guy and be prepared to give him your firstborn. And I said, why? Why are people, what magic does he sort of convey that he can do something like this and command that sort of cooperation from others at the negotiating table, including his adversary? And Chris said, because he's the nicest guy in the room, because he's the nicest guy at the table. And so cordiality goes an incredibly long way. And that is both in terms of dealing with an adversary and in dealing with the court and in dealing with everybody. Look, we're not all perfect, and I haven't been cordial all the time to clients, and I haven't been cordial all the time. Well, I think I've been cordial all the time to the to the courts and the decision makers and the referees and the arbitrators I've worked with. Yeah, I've had to. And in terms of the other side, it's a real sort of mixed bag who we come in touch with. But, you know, and this is an evolving process for me. I'll tell you why it pays, or, you know, even more precisely, it doesn't pay to not be cordial. And I'll tell you two examples. One, I represented a client who got sued along with some other businesses. And this client didn't want to be in the litigation and wanted to see if I could settle it. And I had a phone call with the other side, because I often make a phone call first to see if I can settle a case or see if there's any hope for resolution, and to introduce myself and just start to establish the rapport. And the phone call was about, I would say, 7 or 8 minutes long. And the guy on the other side, the attorney on the other side, would ask me questions, not let me answer, and then yell at me. And then he'd ask another question, not let me answer, and then yell at me. And then ask another question, not let me answer, and then yell at me. And this went on and on and on and on. And the last question, I said, are you going to let me answer, or are you just going to sit here and talk the whole time? And guess what he did? He hung up on me. And so I went back to my client and I said, you know, I can try to call this guy again, and I will, or we can just, you know, file some motions. And we had a very, very good basis to file two different motions, and we did. And that's what got this guy and his client to the negotiating table. Now, had he not been belligerent, and had he not hung up on me, and had he listened to the answers to the questions that he was asking me, then I will tell you this, that we wouldn't have wasted all of that time with the motions, with the oral argument on the motions, with the drafting, with the replying, with the court, had he heard what I had to say and understood where we were coming from, which he only got by being belligerent, well, which he didn't get by being belligerent, but later got because of his belligerence in court filings. Now, that's not to say that even in a cordial environment, we don't file those motions, because of a couple of reasons. First is that the other side, you know, may think you're bluffing. Second is that they may not believe that the case law or the authority is as you say it is. And third, even if they do, they want to see it. But there are other ways to accomplish that than by filing motions with the court and being, you know, belligerent and difficult. And another story is that I just had a conversation a couple nights ago with an adversary who started shutting down, wasn't listening to what I was saying how we had a pointless conversation because we didn't accomplish anything. And I said, listen, we accomplished a lot. I now understand where you're coming from and what your client's position is. And I think that he was actually too wrapped up in his own self to understand what information he conveyed to me, perhaps even unintentionally. And I think that that hurts his client in the long run, because we can make some moves to get him pretty badly. And then the next one, this happened one day ago, and it was a very refreshing experience that I'll close with. We're involved in a heavily contentious lawsuit, and the other side made a big mistake, misinterpreted a rule, and the judge did too. And I called up the other side and I started talking to this attorney, and this attorney just went off on me in like nothing held back, just like how this attorney didn't want to agree with me, didn't want to even go through the rule language of the rule with me. And I was like, can we just read this together? And this attorney said no. And it's a short rule, probably takes less than 15 seconds to read it out loud. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm just going to have to make the motion and take it to the judge. And this is a, I think, it's not fun to do stuff like that because it just, it burns up time, both attorney time and then court time, and then we're going to get the result that we want anyway. And then 15 minutes later, the attorney on the other side said, hey, look, I read the rule and I agree with you. Let's see if we can consensually deal with this. And it changed the dynamic of the relationship, even though we're adversaries, to one of trying to find a collective solution together. Sometimes that works. Other times, yeah, we fight and we fight strong and we beat them up. But you can still be cordial and fight and take a firm position and prevail. And that is why you need to be cordial.
You can reach me online by visiting my website, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com. You can call me at 212-500-1891. That's the office, 212-500-1891, 212-500-1891. You can contact me by email at james@thelawyerjames.com, 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 or by text message at 917-783-3153. Text message 917-783-3153. That's 917-783-3153.